There may be a little bit of a surprise at point guard for the Auburn basketball team. Yes, sir. We're back. It's Kyle Rush. It's Zepp Jasper. It's the Barn Hoops podcast, and we are ready to get after it, talk a little bit of hoops, talk about this the preseason practice that's going on, the camp they're running right now. A lot of news, a lot of very interesting news, some position battles that you may felt like they were sort of locked in or maybe up in the air. Maybe they're already solidified, and maybe it's not exactly who we thought it would be. But Zepp was at practice all last week, so he's got all the scoop for us, and we're going to dive in and get after it. But before we get started, we got to give a shout-out to our boy Ford Stokes with Active Wealth Management. Look, I understand you may have a 401k. I understand you may have a savings plan, but how do you know it's performing at the optimal level? Ford will give you a free portfolio analysis. Free, no cost to you, $1,500 value typically. Go to retirementresults.com/plan. There's nothing wrong with just having a second look. There's nothing wrong with double checking, making sure that you got everything working in the right direction. So check him out. Show him some love. I know he's fired up about basketball as well. Basketball season creeping in. Tell him we're Eagle. Tell him we sent you. Ford Stokes with Active Wealth Management. All right, my man Zepp was at practice all last week and got to see all the different scrimmages. I think there was some really good battles, some heated battles, and he's here. We're going to talk. We're going to dive into it. And I think the biggest thing that's starting to leak out, starting to come out, it looks like if tip-off was Friday this week, it's starting to look like Denver Jones is going to be your starting point guard. Zepp, tell us about that. Am I way off here? I mean, that's what I'm hearing, and that's what it sounds like.
Denver's he's been excellent at the point guard position. Denver is not a primary point guard, but he's worked his way into learning point guard activities. Just preseason and this summer. He's just putting in the work to be a point guard, to be a combo guard. When Denver first got to Auburn, he wasn't a combo guard. He wasn't a guard who could play point guard and shooting guard. But now that he have learned the system, he know what it takes to be an SEC guard, what it takes to be one of the best in the country. Denver has made a big jump of being a point guard also. So I think Denver has put Auburn in a whole different position now. Now we looking at a whole different type of lineup, type of style for Auburn, which is a good thing because Denver is a 6'3", probably almost 6'4", probably like 205 pounds. He's known as a big guard, a guard who plays at his pace. So I think Denver Jones will probably be the point guard. If he had to start today, he will be the starting point guard today, PG1.
So let me ask you this, Zepp. Is it more that Denver is excelling, doing really well at point guard, or is it more that maybe JP is not quite up to speed yet with the speed of this conference, the speed of, you know, the competition? Is it one or the other, or is it a little bit of both?
Well, Denver have been in the fire already. So he know what it takes to play in the SEC. With JP, he's only been put in fire in practice. BP is a coach who tests you. He's a coach who want to read your mind. Can you take things? Everything is always not going to be green. You got to always be able to take accountability and take things when people yell at you. So I really think he haven't really got the best taste of being in the SEC, except for his teammates, his brothers, his players, who he's going to fight with every night and have their back. So I think it's kind of both. I think he has some things to learn from his weakness. You know, which I always talk on here, you have to know your weakness because you have to work on those things when you're in your preseason, because when it comes to game time, teams are going to make a scouting report on what you can do and what you can't do. So I think JP, I think he's a great player, but I just think he have to sit down and actually focus on what his weakness is and how can he be better? How can he learn the system fast as he can? Because when that first game, first three games come, it's going to be tough. It's going to be a fire that you can't put out because these guys are going to be super good. These teams are tournament teams, so you have to be able to know what you're doing. And Auburn only have one true point guard.
Yeah, so if you're an opposing defense right now, or if you're an opposing team, what is the scouting report? What is the scouting report on JP right now? Like what is the scouting report that's concerning to the point where I know there is an element to this where Denver is just taking over. Denver is just a baller, and he had a little bit of experience at point guard last year, but like you said, 6'3", a 6'3", 200-pound point guard is a that can shoot threes is a big-time weapon in the SEC. So I understand that he's taking a huge step forward. But, like, what's the scouting report on JP right now as far as you said you got to be working on your weaknesses because the SEC is going to be eyeballing those? What are the things that he's struggling right now with or not quite up to where it needs to be?
Well, I just think the physicality. The SEC is physical. You got to be able to read the court. When I was there with Wynn. We were two different players, but we knew how to play with physicality. We knew what to do and what we can't do. Like, he was different from me. He was a scorer. I was more of a pace, play my position, play my role. When he was a scorer, he made things happen. Even when it was in small spaces, he still made it happen. With JP, he don't know when to go, how to do it when guys playing full court. You know, it's ways that you can play in the SEC. And I think him going left, you know, as me watching practice, I think he need to work on his left hand more because guys are going to force him left. And they're going to see if he can go left and pass with his left hand, or can he make moves going to his left? I think that's his biggest flaw as of right now. But JP might be a gamer, so
that's true too.
It's still time to tell you. So you just never know, because JP can come out there first few games and light it up. Because you always get the confidence when they feel like you can't do something, your confidence go even higher. So, you know, I'm rooting for him because yeah. I know how hard it is. Coming from a mid-major conference and coming in with a coach like BP, because BP is always on you. He wants the best for you, no matter yeah. what, no matter if you're doing good, bad, in between. BP always wants you to get better every single day as a coach.
The thing is, we got to have him. You know what I mean? Like, we got to get him up to speed. He's got to be able to, you know. You said something. You know, maybe he's a gamer, and maybe that's the case. Maybe it's just. Once the lights get on and the crowd's pumped up and he's ready to go, maybe things change and that builds his confidence and it's not just banging on the same guys every single day. But the thing is, there's no other options. Like, there's not a lot. I say no other options. There's not a lot of options. You don't really have another true point guard outside of JP. So you need him. So. That's one thing I wonder too. Are you putting a lot on him early? Are we putting a lot? Is BP putting a lot on him early? Really testing him, really pushing him to the edge because you know how like extremely important it is to have him ready to go whenever league play gets here. Do you think it's a little bit of that maybe?
It could be a little bit of that, but we quite won't know until tip off. But you know, practice is much different than a game. So that's why I said he might be a gamer. He might be one of those guys that he get out there and just go crazy as soon as he get in the game. So I'm looking forward to seeing tip off and see how he does.
For sure, for sure. So you were there for a whole week. I know there's probably the usual names as far as standouts, but tell us some guys that really caught your eye that you're like, man, they're taking a big step up. Their game is taking a big step up besides Denver Jones, because we've been talking about him. We know he's stepped up his game to the point where he's basically, if you tip off this week, he's your starting point guard. So who are some other guys standing out that made you say, wow?
Well, Denver Jones was definitely on my list.
Yeah.
He was definitely on my list. the work that I seen him put in and the way he played this week was incredible. Shout out to Denver Jones for just going in there and having that confidence and, just being himself, not being no one else. But another guy that stood out is Jannai Brown. Jannai Brown is always going to stand out because the way he plays, it's no one like Jannai Brown in the country. He was super incredible in practice. Left junk hook, shooting a three, getting to the rack, getting guys open, telling them where to go. And my third one was incredible. When I tell you he shoot the cover off the basketball, I mean, I'm looking forward to this guy. And that is Miles Kelly. He was incredible. He shot the ball well every time it touched his hands. So if he was open, he just was incredible. And shout out to him for just coming to Auburn, loving the environment. And I'm ready for it to see him play this year.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. One thing, going back to Denver really quick. One thing that I love that you said, as you're talking about how Denver is starting to show confidence and starting to be a little bit more aggressive. And I felt like that was something at the beginning of the year that was holding him back. It seemed like he wasn't quite confident yet, wasn't really sure. I mean, I don't know if you remember, there was like this stretch where like he couldn't finish at the basket, like couldn't finish at the rim. He was just real timid. And then as the year went on, he got more confident in his stroke and he just started pulling it. Whenever he got a look, he was pulling it and that thing was going in more than not. So to see that carry over and you get the end of the year Denver to start out the year and he's running point, that gets me fired up. That gets me excited because I think Denver can do some damage at the one running point. Jannai Broome, obviously, I think sometimes guys like him can get a little bit jaded, thinking I'm the man, and it seems like he's continuing continue to take this leadership role. And as good as he is, he's a walking double double. It seems like everything you hear is he's adding something new to his game. And I think that's something that leaders do. That's something that guys that have something to prove, they still feel like they have a little bit of a chip on their shoulder. That's something that I really enjoy. And then Miles Kelly, that's all we've hearing, man. That's all I've been hearing is just this dude just lights it up. The guy, he feels like he's been here for multiple years. He gels so well. That is such a crucial part of this whole thing is he feels like he gels. He's been here for multiple years. Like he's been a part of this team forever. And I really like all three of those get me really jacked up. Yeah.
All three of
So
those guys are
no, keep.
crucial to this team. Like I say, watching, and another guy I want to add in, which is going to be, I think he's going to be the X factor of this team. Chad Baker-Mazzara is going to be the key factor to this team because he does so many things. He can score, he can pass, he can play defense. So he's going to be the X factor. If we come down to the stretch, I think coming down to the stretch, Chad Baker-Mazzara is going to be the key to this team.
I like it. I like it. All right. Last thing we want to talk about. So we're talking about all these guys. What are the lineups you're seeing? What are the more intriguing lineups that you've seen that you think are going to be really fun to watch or could be really, really effective? I guess talk through the starting lineup, where you see the starting lineup being right now, and then what are some other lineups that you think could be really fun, like a change of pace to kind of throw at opposing teams.
Well, if I had to play a starting five, in my opinion, to end the game right now, going against the top, no team in the country, I probably would say Denver Jones at point guard, Miles Kelly at the shooting guard, Chad Baker-Mazzara at the three, Chaney Johnson at the four, and Jannai Brown at the five. That would be my starting five. If I had to pick today, I would go with that starting five. But another a lineup I would use would be JP, Pegues, Jahad. Then I would use a sea mole, and then a turtle, and then Dylan Caldwell. I think a lineup like that, but you can also have add Tahad in that first lineup too, by just switching it up, him going at the point guard and letting Denver Jones go at the two, Miles Kelly or Chad Baker-Mazzara at the three. Also playing small ball, putting Chad Baker-Mazzara at the four. He just give
That's
you a
what.
different swag, he give you a different demeanor. You can try things this year because long as you open up the floor, the better the team is, the more defense the other team have to play. So I think we can fiddle around with all type of different lineups.
Yeah. So you mentioned Tahad. Is he getting a little bit? Is he getting some looks at the point guard? Is he mainly kind of sticking at shooting guard?
He's getting a little bit of looks because being a two guard at Auburn, you always have to know the two and the one. So I think, sometimes he's going to play point guard, but if I had to choose, he probably would stay at the two for now because he's primarily a two guard right now.
I loved what you mentioned it too. I love the idea of like if you do go small ball and you got Tahad on the floor, you got maybe Miles at three and then Chad at the four, and then Janai with Janai in there, or you could actually put, I feel like you could put those guys in with Dylan and like let Dylan kind of clean it up, and then you got shooters everywhere. You got shooters everywhere.
Oh,
You got
yeah.
space everywhere. And then you got your enforcer down low. And that's a lineup that could be, I think could be deadly and give that you can do, you can put Broom on the bench and let him catch some wind every so often. That's a neat lineup too. Yeah. There's just so many, that backcourt is just, there's so many options that you can piecemeal together. And it's no matter what you do, you're going to be able to score. That's what I love. I love scoring. I love shooting. And there's so many guys. It seems like, especially in that backcourt, that you can put out there that can absolutely fill it up. Is there anything else from practice last week that just really jumps off the page to you that we haven't talked about yet?
That was really about it. That's really what stood out to me, watching it. I think this team got, I think this team can be a very good team. I just think when they play a good team, I think that's when they're gonna get all their confidence. I think if they get a little physical and play a little bit more together, as brothers and get the feel for just, gelling. With this being a new season, I think they're going to see early on what type of team are they. Are they a pushover team? Are they a physical team? Or, are they a steady team? So we will see the first five games. We'll know what type of team Auburn is.
Hey, let me tell you something. They better be ready, 'cause this schedule ain't gonna let up. From the first tip to the end, this schedule's not letting up. So I dig it, man. I love the practice insight. I love all the nuggets that we got on the roster and things like that. I think it's very interesting. I know some people might be a little bit concerned about the Denver Jones deal playing point guard and JP maybe not quite there yet as far as where he needs to be. But at the same time, you got to give it to Denver too for just going out and maybe at least up until this point, taking that job, saying, "Hey, I'll step in. I'll take the job and running with it." So, I dig it, man. We're going to get back later this week. Maybe we'll have some recruit. I know we got some recruiting stuff that's been going on. We've had some big visits. Things are starting to dwindle down. You got an early signing period coming up in November, and that's not very far away. So, I know we got one guy committed. I know we're looking at least one or two more, hopefully in the near future, and then hopefully there's some big game hunting going out there. Maybe talking about a little Bryson Tiller later down the road after he gets finished with his visit. So we'll talk about that. Zep, tell them how they can find you, love you, and support you.
You can find me on Twitter at RIP underscore QUAN 5, Instagram at RIP underscore QUAN 12.
That's it, man. And we'll be back again later this week. It's another episode of the Barn Hoops Podcast.